AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Columbia, South Carolina today, Timothy Jones Jr. was sentenced to death for killing his five children with his own hands and drove around with their bodies for 9 days. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is to blame for the attacks on two oil tankers near the Persian Gulf and is responsible for the rising tensions in the Middle East.
Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
Pompeo says the U.S. would defend its forces and interests in the Middle East. The White House calls it a flawed report. A federal watchdog agency is recommending President Trump fire one of his most ardent defenders, Counselor Kellyanne Conway, for repeatedly violating a law that limits political activity by government workers. President Trump's comments about outside interference in the campaign has people in both parties talking. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
I thought I was done being shocked at anything President Trump could or would say.
But Delaware's Chris Coons is.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying the president's essentially inviting more election interference next year.
It would strike at the very heart of our democracy.
Mitt Romney is among the Republicans calling out the president, who defended himself this morning, tweeting he talks about everything with foreign countries and it would be ridiculous to have to tell the FBI about all his contacts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cuba Gooding Jr. turned himself into police in New York. The actor is accused of groping a woman at a Manhattan night spot. Attorney Mark Heller says there's video to clear his client.
He was accompanied by other individuals that were with him the entire time, and they corroborated that he did absolutely nothing wrong.
This is AP Radio News. Some Twitter accounts have been wiped out.
Twitter says it has deleted nearly 4,800 questionable accounts linked to Iran that the company says secretly pushed that government's agenda. Twitter is adding those accounts and their tweets to a public database it launched last year to track its fight against government-linked misinformation. It's also adding a smaller number of deleted accounts linked to Russia and Venezuela. The deletions, they say, are meant to prevent election interference while preserving valid political speech. I'm Shelley Adler.
A snake stowed away in a man's bag and remained undetected until it completed the trip from Florida to Hawaii. The southern black racer snake slithered out of the man's backpack when he arrived on Maui. Snakes have no natural predators in Hawaii and pose a threat to natural species there. The man alerted police, and owning or knowingly transporting illegal pets is a felony in Hawaii. He could face jail time. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.